1590 AM Denmark, W250 CD Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Iowa caucuses are 4 days away, and last night, Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis debated for the final time. A major topic, the man who did not take part, former President Donald Trump. Haley in the CNN debate referenced the 2020 election.
Donald Trump basically said that the election was stolen. He went on and on talking about the election being stolen. He said that January 6th was a beautiful day. I think January 6th was a terrible day, and we should never want to see that happen again.
Today, closing arguments expected in New York City in the civil fraud trial against Trump's businesses. Legendary NFL coach Bill Belichick is parting ways with the New England Patriots. That's according to our partners at ESPN. Belichick won 6 Super Bowl titles in New England. The news comes a day after fellow coaching giants Nick Saban at Alabama and Pete Carroll of the Seattle Seahawks moved on. And arguments at the International Court of Justice where Israel is being accused of genocide. This is ABC News. Ukraine's president ruling out a ceasefire with Russia, saying Russia would use it to rearm. 2 of the best coaches in college football are stepping back. Alabama's Nick Saban is retiring. He won 7 national titles, 6 at Alabama. Also, Seattle Seahawks coach Pete Carroll, who's one of just 3 head coaches to win a Super Bowl and a college football title, announcing he is leaving the sideline in Seattle. U.S. Marshals were busy last year, says ABC's Andy Field.
Sex offenders were high on the list of U.S. Marshals' arrests in 2023, nearly 10,000 for sexual assault and failing to register as convicted sex offenders. The Marshals Service also apprehended nearly 5,400 murder suspects, 3,400 gang members, all while collecting nearly 5,000 firearms connected with crime.
An Austrian chemical heiress says she wants to give away around $27 million she inherited. She's picking 50 people to decide how. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10, on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM, WGBW.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehope. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A group of conservatives in Racine County are launching a recall campaign against Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. Matthew Snorick of Union Grove filed the paperwork on Wednesday. He says that Voss is blocking fair elections in Wisconsin by not moving to impeach the state's top election administrator, Megan Wolf. In a statement, Voss called the recall a waste of time, resources, and effort. The Wisconsin legislature will have new political boundaries this year after December's state Supreme Court ruling. Governor Evers says it's a big step towards a more fair and functional legislature.
We are a purple state. The legislature does not reflect that. We have to have competitive races. Our present legislature does not respond to that.
Evers speaking with Up North News on Civic Media. I'm Nate Wiggehope, Civic Media News.
Golden Eagles lose to Butler. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, number 11th ranked Marquette Golden Eagles could not hit from the three-point line. They lost at home to the Butler Bulldogs, 69-62. Guard Sean Jones went down hard in the second half.
Don't have anything official, but it looks like Sean sustained a knee injury. We'll get an MRI.
Marquette's head coach Shaka Smart. Number 15th ranked Wisconsin with a win on the road. They beat Ohio State 71-60. The Badgers have now won five in a row. NFL, the Seattle Seahawks looking for a new head coach. Pete Carroll is out after 14 seasons in Seattle. He's 72. The Packers practicing indoors for Sunday's game in Dallas. Green Bay, the youngest team in the postseason. Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy.
They got some new faces, particularly, play a lot of guys in their secondary, throughout the year. Have seen Jordan a few times in the breakdowns. It's really just getting tuned with the matchups.
That's Mike McCarthy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
We are keeping an eye on another winter storm system that has the potential to bring snow starting late tonight with over 6 or more inches possible. Also, strong wind gusts from 50 to 55 possible late Friday night. That's going to be a problem as well. Stay tuned for updates. Today, light snow. This morning, cloudy. 31 tonight. Snow will start late. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Well, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number two of Mino and the Mayor. We got a party going on here. Big Wayne in the house. That's how you have to. You know what? Somebody say, hey, you're having a party. Well, I got Big Wayne coming over the house to watch the game.
There's the party.
There you go. Party in the house right here. Maddie Jack is here, Executive Director of Feast Around the Fox Cities. We were talking about this earlier. And Maddie, I was talking about, I've lived in the Fox Cities for a couple of years. And I've never seen an area that size with more variety, diversity, whatever you want to call it, of restaurants. It's incredible. And you guys have a great event coming up. Could you just tell us all a little bit about it?
Of course, yeah. And you are so right. It is incredible, the diversity we have. And that's the whole point of this event, is to show that off. So we want to show it off to our locals, to our visitors, to anyone who's coming around. So Feast Around the Fox Cities is our successor event to Restaurant Week. So the whole point of it is that we want people to experience new things at restaurants maybe they've been to or haven't tried before. So we've got about 30 different restaurants in the area. Oh. They're all offering a special dish or drink outside their normal menu. It's a great way to get out and about in January.
You know, what's great about this is kind of a little slower time from people getting out, even the economy. I mean, people in restaurants are like,
well, but a little bit of a holiday hangover, a
little bit of
right.
that, but also, you know, the weather keeps people inside
right.
and they say in the restaurant business, I mean, you just don't plan on making money in January and February. And then, you know, and this is what I love about good government or what, I don't know, the association you work for, but to do this now, I'll give you a lot of credit because I got to believe the 30 restaurants that are participating were very happy that something's going on.
They're thrilled. And every year after Restaurant Week, we would do a survey and we'd ask them, did you like this time of year? Did you like this format? We'd ask them all the questions if they participated. And the one thing they kept telling us was they wanted a new time. They wanted a time where things were slower, a time to stimulate some business and get people through the doors. And they all said between New Year's and Valentine's Day, that's when they wanted to see it.
Yeah.
They're like, okay.
Kind of know that firsthand. And we here on the Mino and the Mayor show, we feature a small business every week. And we've had the guy from Smash Burger.
Oh,
the lady with the Captain's Walk, although she's rebranding that to The Walk. We have Fresh Market coming in next Monday. And they just need help this time of year, right? And
yeah.
We love restaurants. Kind of tell, especially with John.
Wow.
But
ouch.
He always embarrasses me in front of company.
But tell me about some of the things people can look forward to, and is there a ticket price to get in? Just tell us a little bit more about the event.
Yeah, definitely. So there's a couple details you want to take care of before you start doing this. So I work for the Fox Cities Convention and Visitors Bureau. We're putting on this event. If you go to our website, it's foxcities.org. We've got a Feast Around the Fox Cities landing page. When you get to that landing page, all of the information is facilitated through a digital passport. So you don't need to download an app, nothing like that. You sign up for the free passport and it gets sent directly to your phone via text or email. So then once you've got that passport open, you can see all the different places participating and everything that they're offering. So that's free. You can see everything there. There's no price fixed menus or anything like that, like Restaurant Week used to be.
Right.
You could just go there. You can order that special dish or drink, and it's just set at whatever price the restaurant or the establishment has for it.
And this passport with 30 opportunities.
Yes.
Does somebody, if they do all 30, do they get something? Is there a little prize package at the end?
Right. So you don't have to do all 30. I will give you a lot of props if you do. that would be incredible.
How many days would it be? It's at the month, right?
You technically have 30 days to
do it,
I guess.
Pretty much every day you're going to go to a restaurant. All right.
John,
so,
we could do that. We could be up for that challenge.
Yeah, if you haven't started by now, you got a lot to catch
right.
up on.
True.
Yeah, so every time that you go to one of these establishments, there's an option on the passport to check in. So when you get there, you get your special dish, your drink, whatever it is, and then the restaurant will give you a PIN code. So you'll put that PIN code into the passport, and then every time you check in, that enters you to win one of 13 different giveaways that we're doing for after the event. So you have incentive to go eat out this month.
Right. What are some of the more unique restaurants, or what are some of the more unique restaurants that you wouldn't find in a lot of areas?
Yeah, totally. So we have Area 509. That's a Haitian restaurant that's participating, so that's really unique.
Wait, Todd has a comment on that.
They are really good.
They're amazing. Yeah, if you look at the pictures, they're doing like a Haitian flight, basically, of some different food that they have. It looks incredible. But then we also have the Wandering...
I just got to ask. I'm not a foodie, but I do like food.
Yeah.
What is Haitian? Tell me, what is that like? What kind of food is that?
Yeah, so I'm certainly not the expert. However, I know one of the things they have is like a mac and cheese type dish, but it's spicy. And then they have something that's like, it's sort of like a red beans and rice jerk chicken sort of fusion thing.
Again, I'm a big fan of red beans and rice. I really am. Okay. A buddy of mine was from New Orleans, or actually backwoods, Louisiana. And they used to make red bean rice. And when it's authentic like that, it's fantastic.
Yeah. Right. My coworker brought her leftovers back to the office. And so we were all pawing over those like a week ago.
Awesome. Todd has it on the monitor in the room I'm in here. He has the thing up. This stuff looks phenomenal. We're looking at it right now.
Yes.
Area 509. It looks fantastic.
Cool.
Yeah.
Jerk chicken and the red rice and the beans and everything. That looks awesome.
Right. Cool. So, yeah, that's amazing.
That'll clear the sinuses.
Right. The Wandering Table Food Bus is another one. We've never had a non-traditional brick and mortar participate before. And I believe they actually go throughout the Green Bay, Fox Cities, and Oshkosh area. So might be familiar with them. So that one's pretty unique. But then with the event this year, too, because it's not so focused on like the three-course price fix menu, we could bring in like bars and cocktail lounges as well. So Cleo's is participating. Well, if you've ever been there, Cleo's is.
Who hasn't been
there? Everybody's. I think everybody's been there.
Cult classic. Probably don't have to say much more there. Vinovel's in Hollandtown is participating.
Great.
Yeah, so that's a lot of
fun. Roasted chicken like you can't believe.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, when they joined, we were thrilled. I just thought of like family Thanksgivings growing up. Yeah, so we've got them. Z54 is a cocktail lounge in Fox Crossing. They've got a bourbon flight and a spicy charcuterie board. So it was really just a lot of fun to see all the different types of establishments that we had this year versus that traditional restaurant week.
These sound like good date places. You know what I mean? You're trying to find something to do with a date this time of year. It's like, you know, go to one of these places where it's not that big formal dinner and the whole thing. You just kind of have some fun with it. I think this sounds cool.
For all the husbands of the world that are listening, you have your date night plan.
Well, the wives can take us too, you know.
That's fine, I guess.
She makes more than I do, I'll tell you that. But the other thing we're talking about, people set New Year's resolutions, and I think to get out and try something new is healthy. I think it's good for the soul. I just think it's good, and it really helps the businesses as well.
For sure. So if your goal was to like work out and lose weight, I apologize.
Yeah, this is probably a poorly timed event. Right.
No, but you are truly right. I mean, that's kind of our whole goal with this is we want you to go out. We want you to try a place you've maybe never tried before, and this is the incentive to do that. And then the fun thing, too, is with these special menu items, if they do well, the restaurant might consider keeping it around. So it's a good way for them to test things out and for you to test things out, too, as a participant.
That sounds awesome. What are some of the prizes? I mean, I'm focused on the restaurant, but you mentioned
we all love prizes.
Right, we do. What's up? You got to tell me.
Right. So we've got our Ultimate Fox Cities giveaway. That's the grand prize. It's worth over $1,000, and it includes a hotel stay in the Fox Cities, and then some gift cards to some different attractions and restaurants and things as well. So that's like the mini trip. But then the other 12 are all going to be $50 to $100 to the participating establishments in the event. So, again, incentive to go back and try another place or try a place you already were at.
I got to tell you something off the subject.
Yes.
Okay. But about winning a prize. So you know, you get these things in the mail, okay? And everybody here, I think, got one maybe, or maybe in the apartment complex here. I get, okay, so I was using it as this big, you know, kind of thin cardboard thing. I've been using it as a dustpan in my apartment here. Okay, using it as a dustpan.
Right.
And it was a thing, it was a scratch-off thing for some car dealership in like Sturgeon Bay or wherever, okay? Where you could win like one of six prizes, okay? Says, ah, what the heck, I'll scratch off it. Scratch off says, you won $750. Oh. I'm like, okay, what's the catch? You know, is it like if you buy a car, you get $750 off? Or I read the whole thing. I'll even bring it in. I want Todd to go through it or something. I can't find a catch, but it expired.
Oh, tragic.
I'll bring it in. $750. I would have won, and I didn't do it.
Do you know how many restaurants you could have eaten at with $750?
I know.
Or how many dustpans you could have bought.
I know, no exactly. Kidding. But I'm using it for a dustpan. It was worth $750. Wow. I'll bring it in to prove it to you guys.
That's okay, awesome.
Well, yeah. All right. Well, this one here, we track it digitally, so we're going to know when we win, right?
You guys... Yes, we have your information. Yeah, we've got your information, so we'll contact you. No catch. I do promise that. You just get a prize.
Right.
This sounds like so much fun. And like I said, a great time of the year for somebody to have a reason, a specific destination to go out and enjoy.
Yeah.
And kudos to the VCB down there for doing this because businesses, you can't do this by yourself.
Right. I know in the past, so we started taking a lot of this over in 2021. But before that, the restaurants were trying to run it themselves. It passed through a lot of different hands. And it's not that anyone did a poor job. It's just a lot of work. And it involves a lot of coordination to get this all together. So ultimately, there's a lot of other CVBs, too, throughout the state that do events like this. So we felt like we were the right organization to do it. And we had the resources and the connections to really make it happen.
Wayne, are you going to ask if they have any honey-based type recipes on the board?
Oh, we do.
Yeah. Maddie, Wayne is a beekeeper.
Yeah.
So he's totally into the bee thing. So
that's awesome.
Try to make him feel important. Yeah. Say something nice about
him. Get me involved in this conversation.
Okay, so don't quote me on this, but the Wandering Table, the food bus, we just did a media segment with them last week, and I'm fairly certain that one of their things was like a hot honey chicken sandwich type dish.
Oh, for sure.
Couldn't tell you the honey they use. You may want to get in touch with them about that. But it looked amazing, even though it was like 6 a.m. when we were doing it.
It sounds phenomenal.
I heard it was Frame Acres honey.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, get the name right, Jim.
What is it?
A-Frame.
Oh, A-Frame.
Yeah.
So close. A-Frame.
That's Wayne's company. All right. I tried to give you a shout out and I blew it.
I'll take anything.
Hey, what? Tell me, this event, this runs through?
The end of January.
All right. So plenty of time to jump in, right?
I mean, correct.
It's only the 11th today. Don't know that you're going to hit all 30.
You know what? I like though, just one term, and I'd never heard this term until about 6 months ago. Is it charcuterie?
Oh, yes.
I love charcuterie birds. Boards.
It's a new species of bird.
Yeah. I love those, that little smorgasbord of good stuff.
Oh, yeah. Love I think those. We I have could live two places, those. One or two places that are doing that. But Z54, the place I mentioned, they're doing a spicy one because they want people to warm up in January.
Love it.
No, they're a lot of fun.
What was the charcuterie board in the UP, John? Venison
sausage, capicola, deer meat,
pasty, pasties wild cut rabbit, in small portions.
Absolutely, kudigi.
Not Maddie. I know I can't. You're not going to give me. Do you have a favorite?
Oh, you know I got to plead the fifth on that one.
Right, you kind of have to a little bit.
I do.
I was just wondering what is the. I kind of want to get into some more of the uniqueness that Johnny was talking about. You have 30 great restaurants. Is there? Something that's way off? You talk about that Haitian restaurant. What else is out there?
Yeah, I mean, I would say the Haitian one's pretty unique. We've got Latin fusion, the cocktail lounges. I really think it's the mix. It's all the things. You can go morning to night.
And last thing, how do people find out about this?
Yes, go to foxcities.org. We've got a landing page, Feast Around the Fox Cities.
Phenomenal. Maddie right, Jack, Maddie. Nice job.
Thank you so much.
Thanks
sounds
for coming
like fun.
In.
It sounds fantastic.
We'll see you down there.
But just one radio thing in the future, they normally bring stuff in.
Oh, I'm not a restaurant.
I know. Just future. Maddie, just trying to help you out with your career.
It's the only reason why they have me come in.
Come on. It's radio.
John's been in radio 40 years. Yeah. I don't know. Look at him.
We got to go.
Guy.
Thank you, Maddie.
Back Thank you.
Maddie, you're on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You told me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
All right, thank you, Maddie, marketing director for the Fox Cities. What a great event they're having. And, you know, just another shout-out to the Visitor and Convention Bureau for doing this. I mean, everybody knows restaurants are hurting this time of year. And to come up with a great concept like this and
love it.
30 restaurants.
I think we should do one of our own.
Right. I mean, what a great thing because we have some
the
good restaurants.
The Mino and the Mayor food truck business or not food truck. Business, no,
just some kind of
feast. We gotta do this. Wayne, you helping? You in?
I'm in.
All right,
and we could feature different chefs or different items. Even
I like
the
it.
Last 3 weeks here on the show, featuring these small businesses. You know, we're not all into Subway, Burger King. I mean, God bless them for being there. They serve a purpose, but there's so many good, unique restaurants, and it's tough. That's a tough business. I mean, $200 a day can really make a swing for them because their costs are their costs, right? The labor's the labor. Yep. Whether
I feel bad that one closed down here. It seemed like such a good idea at the cannery. Yeah. Just didn't go, but it sounds like they need a little bit more capital or something.
Well,
something.
That's the number one.
But you've told me that before, the number one thing why small businesses, startups fail,
but
not enough capital in the reserve.
And that cannery thing, though, Johnny, in their defense, not the businesses, but that is kind of a test.
Yeah, I understand.
And I'm glad he learned it
but
that way.
But it just seemed like a cool idea.
Before he put his house on the market.
Yeah, right.
Before he put his house as collateral, which all of us had to do when we started our businesses. So
yeah. Hey, talk more about the Russian restaurant you heard about.
Well, no, I just read that in the paper. I'll talk about more of that tomorrow.
Okay.
The paper's here somewhere, but I just think that's great when we get, it's all Mexican, and then, egg rolls, but I mean, to really get out there and African or Russian. And,
I agree.
Like she said, this Haitian restaurant, that interests
totally
me
agree.
A little bit. I want to see that because, I like Indian food too. I'm trying to learn how to cook that. My daughter's boyfriend, pretty serious, is from India. And, just to honor him when he comes, I'd like to make something. But that's a little tough. I mean, there's curry, but I mean, that's a little tougher to make than, some other stuff like.
I'd like to try Vietnamese food. I've never been to a Vietnamese restaurant.
Yeah. Right. I think we have
Appleton
that
has one. I know.
Okay.
Does Green Bay have one? Green Bay has Thai, I believe, right?
Okay. Yeah. There's one by my house, that Thai restaurant.
Yeah.
That is great food and great. I don't know. I'm not saying that culture is better than any other culture, but boy, they have great customer service.
Really?
Oh, my God. They're just. Yeah.
That makes such a difference. You know what?
For
you
me,
go to a place,
the
customer
better.
Service means more than a great meal. Wouldn't you agree?
Anywhere, customer service is king.
The price is not that big of a deal. I mean, it can still be $32 for, a couple people, but $40. But the customer service, you just
makes
think about
all the
it.
Difference. That's the determining factor, I think, between going back when you're like, where should we go? The customer service is the one that scratches that one off the list.
Well, I mean, not to promote what I'm doing, but when people come to my house to buy honey, and if it's their first time, I love to educate them. So I'll ask them, have you ever bought raw honey? And the hives are right there. So when they leave, they came more for just buying honey, but they have a little nugget of education.
And a little tour. I think that's great.
Yeah, and it's just fun. It's just fun.
And customer service, we've all been to school and studied that. And it just doesn't cost as much as people think. I mean,
and it doesn't have to be complicated either.
Right.
That's kind of what I'm saying, to call someone by their first name or to just just to acknowledge them. And I think COVID hurt a lot, and I think we lost a lot of people in the food service industry. Now, you're talking about other industries.
Well, let me just say something else, though, Jim. Because of that, I think, who do we have on? Was it yesterday or the day before? They were talking about they just couldn't get enough people to work.
Right.
But the problem is, I think, years ago, some of these people, you know, you go to some place and get bad service, they would have been canned or they would have been spoken. But now,
right,
they don't want to lose anybody, and I think they have to just kind of swallow it and allow these people to be rude and less hospitable.
But I think that's changing. I mean, the economy is better. And you look at what Maddie's doing with this Feast Around the Fox Cities. These 30 businesses that signed up, I mean, they know that this is a test for them. I mean, I don't know how many, but are half their customers going to be first-time customers? Remember that one guy we talked to and they had that wine walk?
Yeah.
He said he had 900 people that were never in his store before. That's a lot.
Yeah. I mean, that was from Burger Place.
Oh, that's what it was.
Burger Bash.
If you can retain 10% of that, that could be the difference in you making money and not making money.
Well, that's what my sister loves. She has her little Domino's group and church group and everything, and they love going to those. And, you know, so that's definitely important to get people out.
Absolutely.
But I think we used to, back in the day, have, you know, everybody travels. I went here, I went there. But a passport in your own hometown is, and I think we gave away tickets. I think we gave away tickets to a Packer game, right? Just to see these and try things, you know, like the Northland. I mean, that's, you know, we go there quite a bit, but that's just a great place. Poke the Bear and, of course, the Walnut Room. But even these restaurants, Delilah's, Johnny and I go there for breakfast. Those are just some small restaurants. We're going to spend a day in Oshkosh just going to restaurants, interviewing people. And these people work hard. These are entrepreneurs that
absolutely
are putting a lot on the line. And I think we need to try them. I think we, and you know, I'm as guilty as anyone.
Like we're talking, when we had the young guy here from the burger place,
Cole.
And he was talking about the you know, if you're new to the business, you have the passion. You got to have the passion. First day on his job with a food truck, it blew up. Third degree burns. They had a helicopter him to Milwaukee.
He still has a scar.
First day.
You know you're going to make it if you survive that.
Exactly, right? I would have said, bleep this, goodbye.
Wait, it would be akin to you opening up your B store and getting stung like in the hospital.
Yeah.
And you'd be like,
I love it. I'm going back at it. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Exactly. So, I mean, when you have people with that kind of a drive, you want them to succeed.
That's what it takes.
Well, absolutely.
And they talk about people because it's, I mean, let's be honest. That's, even working there, that's not the highest paid industry, right? I mean, you look across the street at Triber versus, you know, down the street at Delilah, but they love that industry. They love the customer service. They love the customer contact. It's a great industry.
Well, because what happens if you're doing something that you're passionate about, then like they say, you're not working, but it's just part of your day.
Right.
And then it makes everything else, your sales, your customer service skills, because you're living it.
Do you have another job or is that your main job?
Oh, I've been in sales, man.
I know, that's what I mean. Are you still in sales?
Oh, yeah. That's why I can't come up. My boss is listening, so that's my full-time job.
Ah, gotcha. Okay.
But then,
okay,
you know, I'm doing personal training.
Yeah.
I've got the bees.
Because somebody brought up something about MGL the other day
to
work.
I did.
What was that about again?
Oh, because you're talking with something in the airport, and I said I got tested positive for dynamite.
That's what it was.
Yeah. That's what it was.
Yeah. So I don't know what you guys are talking about, but I was like, oh, I'm trying to text as fast as you're talking. My buddy that I've worked with forever in sales, I don't travel a lot, but when I do, for some reason, they pick me out. So we were flying out to California for a show in March of 2010, and we went through the security, and they took my duffel bag, or not my briefcase, and they swabbed it for TNT. Of course, it comes back positive. So then my buddy, and this is the wrong time to say it, said something stupid like, yeah, he's got a bomb in there.
Oh, that's a dumb thing. Oh, you could go to prison for that.
So immediately they brought me back to a room.
That is why anybody would say anything like that.
Yeah, Dave.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. Yep. So then they go, turn around, sir. So I immediately, I'm standing in this room with my hands up against the wall. And the guy is like, you don't have to do that. So then they had to bring in a guy and question me. Where are you going? Blah, blah, blah.
What set it off, do you think?
I know, I asked him, I go, did you get false positive? No, it's positive. I'm like, well, it was in the MGL warehouse, which was just nasty at the time.
Yeah. That's why. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Wow. Crazy stuff with Big Wayne. We got some more fun guests coming up. They'll be coming up right now. Kelsey and Lorena will be coming up. talking about the Brain Center of Green Bay. We got a lot of fun stuff.
That is
going
not this room, but
is not the Brain Center of
or the Green Brain Bay. Trust either.
Or the Brain Trust.
Anywhere.
Did you read about that?
Anything.
That's interesting what they're doing.
Hang on, we're gonna set a quick break. We'll be back right after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Iowa caucuses are 4 days away, and last night, Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis debated for the final time. A major topic, the man who did not take part, former President Donald Trump. Haley in the CNN debate referenced the 2020 election.
Donald Trump basically said that the election was stolen. He went on and on talking about the election being stolen. He said that January 6th was a beautiful day. I think January 6th was a terrible day, and we should never want to see that happen again.
Today, closing arguments expected in New York City in the civil fraud trial against Trump's businesses. Legendary NFL coach Bill Belichick is parting ways with the New England Patriots. That's according to our partners at ESPN. Belichick won 6 Super Bowl titles in New England. The news comes a day after fellow coaching giants Nick Saban at Alabama and Pete Carroll of the Seattle Seahawks moved on. And arguments at the International Court of Justice where Israel is being accused of genocide. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. State health officials are urging pregnant women to get vaccinated after 580 children in Wisconsin aged 2 and younger have landed in the hospital with RSV. 3 of them died. New RSV vaccines are also recommended for adults 60 and older. They can be had at clinics and pharmacies. Doctors are urging people to get shots for flu and COVID, too. Wisconsin is one of the leading states for vehicle crashes with wildlife. Experts fear things will get worse as more rural areas get developed.
Roads, fences, development, things like that are all types of fragmentation that decrease connectivity for wildlife to be able to move across the landscapes.
Jeremy Romero is with the National Wildlife Federation. The federal government is rolling out a pilot program. States can apply for grants to build safe wildlife crossings. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
We are keeping an eye on another winter storm system that has the potential to bring snow starting late tonight with over 6 or more inches possible. Also, strong wind gusts from 50 to 55 possible late Friday night. That's going to be a problem as well. Stay tuned for updates. Today, light snow this morning, cloudy 31 tonight. Snow will start late. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
This is John Mino.
And I'm Jim Schmidt. And together we're Mino and the Mayor on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM, weekday mornings from 6 to 8.
As our audience grows, we're looking to find an experienced outside marketing professional to join our civic media team to work with local business owners who want to grow.
Not only does WGBW reach qualified radio listeners, we help business owners reach customers on their mobile phones, tablets, even on screens at the gas pump.
The person who joins our team needs to be as motivated as we are to bring great local radio to Green Bay and Northeast Wisconsin. Someone with a creative streak and no fear of introducing themselves and us to the Green Bay business community.
If you're listening to us now, imagine how many others are and how we can help business owners reach the customers they want to do business with.
To apply, email me directly. My name is Chris Morrow, Vice President of Sales. My email address is chris.moreau@civicmedia.us. chris.moreau@civicmedia.us.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Well, thank you very much. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor, 7:34 on this Thursday morning. 26 degrees in Green Bay, 28 degrees in Appleton and Oshkosh. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors. I'll tell you what, this is the time of year you want to talk to these people. You don't want that cold air coming in and rising your heating bills. They've got the most energy efficient windows you will find. Keep the cold outside where it belongs. Keep the heat inside where it belongs. You'll help kick the January blues when you choose to book by the 31st for 0% interest up to 36 months. Think about that. We're talking July, basically, of 2025. That's amazing. You hear that right. No interest for up to, you heard that right. No interest for up to 36 months if you book by January 31st. Visit PellaWindow.com. PellaWI.com. Certain restrictions do apply, but once again, no interest up to 36 months if you book by January 31st. Give them a call, look them up, and have them come over for a free consultation, as the mayor did, and really improved his heating bills. Right, Mr. Mayor?
That's great. I mean, it's great. They come over. These guys are experts. I mean, they're not like, oh, we're going to start this business. They've been around forever. Great installation, great product. And I just want to say that it cost a little bit of money to get windows and doors. But, man, is the payback quick on that stuff. Because, you know, it's like, you know, three, four. It depends on your house. But, you know, our house is 117 years old. So those houses needed new windows. And great investment. And we did. I'll tell you what, Johnny, they didn't give us 36 months to pay.
No. But you had that slush fund, so you took care of it in cash.
That's true. The city, yeah. Yeah. Just, thank you for saying
that. You guys take small bills? yes, we do, sir. Hang on. 10, let me just, 20, 30, 40.
Let me just run upstairs. Hang on. Here.
Donna, okay. Get that other envelope. Where is it? Taped to the bottom of the drawer in the spare room. Hang on.
Not true. But anyway, yeah, Pella. They're great.
Is that the one that says, please destroy if the cops come? Yeah. All right.
Okay, we're going to get on here. We're going to transition.
I always get mixed up which one you want.
Big time transition to.
Donna, would you bring me the cash?
Okay.
You want the unmarked bills? Yeah.
John, we paid. We paid. He's my American Express. Sorry. Okay, so we are, we're transitioning. I'm so glad you guys are in studio, because over the phone, I don't like doing interviews. I like doing them in studio, kind of looking in the eye and say, and when you came in and Todd, our producer, introduced us, I'm like, I don't get this. So I'm glad you're here, because we're going to talk about this. We have two very special guests, Kelsey O'Donnell Mothy.
Correct.
And are you related to Joe Mothy?
Maybe.
Oh, okay. I used to work with a Joe Mothy. Okay.
Where is he from?
Okay. Appleton.
Oh, then I probably am related to Joe Mothy.
He ran Pillars? Homeless shelter?
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool. Great man.
So, yeah, John stayed there for a while. Now he's here helping us out. And then we have Lorena and Lorena Tipping.
Yep.
And you two ladies run the Brain Center of Green Bay, which obviously is not run out of 401 North Washington Street, where we are right now. Tell me about this. The Brain Center of Green Bay, which your purpose, your mission, your vision is committed to making brains better.
Correct.
You got to explain this.
Yes. So essentially 5 years ago, we had five physicians come together, and they really saw a need in this community to create kind of a hub of a resource center to be able to help individuals who have a brain-related disease or condition come together and be able to refer individuals out. And so what we do is we're a nonprofit. And mm-hmm. so we don't charge for our services. And what we do within the Brain Center is we have two specific like services or pillars that we offer is coaching and community education. So individuals can come in and meet with one of our coaches if you have a brain-related disease or condition, or you just want to maximize your brain health throughout life. Throughout your life, because we're so automatic with our brains and we really don't think about it like we do our heart health or our lung health. We're very just like, oh, you know, our brains are there. They're going to help us throughout our life, but we need to be more proactive and not reactive.
Almost like it's a muscle. You got to keep working it.
Exactly.
Huh? Yeah, I like
yes.
that.
Wow. Well, mm-hmm. It's never too late to start, John.
No, but I've read a lot of stuff. This is kind of a cool thing right now. Yeah. Where even like elderly people and whatever, they do different things. Yep. It's mm-hmm. amazing how much if you keep, you got to keep that brain active. You got to exercise mm-hmm. your brain, or it kind of does go dormant, starts flipping backwards.
Yeah. It does. It's,
yeah. So this is cool.
And there is a term for that, too. It's called neuroplasticity.
I was going to use that. Yeah. I don't know if you guys knew the term.
Yeah, that's John. Jeez. John, you just keep doing those word searches.
All right.
Okay, so Lorena, I'm tipping. You guys are not... really a medical clinic?
No, we are not. So we have two main programs. It's our coaching program and our outreach program. And what we do is we have six pillars of brain health, and those are basically our mantras that our volunteer coaches, who are retired medical physicians, RNs, and have lived experience with some of these neurodegenerative diseases. So when we say neurodegenerative diseases, we're talking about Alzheimer's, dementias, maybe traumatic brain injuries or a stroke, or someone just wants to come in and say, hey, you know what? These six pillars of brain health, what can I do better? And the six of them are nutrition. So nutrition is so important. What we put into our bodies, our brain is 60% made of fat. So we need those fatty omega-3s to fuel our brain so that we're cognitively functioning better. Another pillar of brain health is exercise. So that there's more to that our coaches will talk with people about is it's BDNF, brain-derived neurotrophic factor. And that's that runner's high that a lot of individuals will get, you know. And that's more important than when we think about, it's just for your physical health. But no, it's for your brain health. And then there are some other ones, too, like avoidance of injuries and illnesses. That's what are we putting into our bodies and whatnot, too. Wow.
So, all right. I just want to get a feel for the business side of it. So who are your clients and how do you get a client? And is this for anyone or what is your perfect customer? Let me ask you that way. Is that an easier way?
Do you have a brain?
Well,
that's questionable. I
know
think.
It is.
I don't know.
They call me Scarecrow. Why do you guys call me that?
No reason, Jim. No reason.
Okay.
You do that little floppy dance once in a while when the Wizard of Oz is on.
Anyway, so let's assume the answer is yes.
With straw, maybe?
Absolutely. So anyone that has a brain can come through our doors.
Really?
Yeah. So we actually work with kiddos. We work with teenagers, adults. A lot of our outreach might be to different churches and that type of thing. We have physicians that will refer over if you were just diagnosed with something like Parkinson's or mm-hmm. maybe you're starting to have memory concerns. We had like a young mother that, you know, reached out, said she had twins and she's like, I'm not getting any sleep. So how can I maximize my brain health? So really anyone that has a brain can come to us.
All right. I don't want to put this in categories, but brain injury, very serious. Alzheimer's, dementia, serious. And mm-hmm. but what advice do you give to people that are, I don't know, let's say somebody who's 63 years old that has a brain? What do you encourage them to live a healthier, and like Johnny talked about earlier, really exercise that muscle, exercise that brain. What kind of advice do you give to those people?
Yeah, there's a lot of things we can actually do, especially if we're starting to have memory concerns. You can actually slow down the process of some of these diseases. If you've been diagnosed with something, you can't stop the disease because it's, you know, part of your brain and the cells are dying. However, there are a lot you can do that we help educate the individuals about with your sleep, stress, you know, so many things impacted. What medications are you on? So just a lot of different factors.
All right. So we're talking with...
Hang on one second, Jim. Todd has a comment.
Well, my father had Alzheimer's and then obviously like my grandparents did and stuff like that. And I'm very worried about it. obviously, because of my family.
History.
But if I talk to like a doctor, they kind of blow me off because of my age. Well, you're only 53. I'm really worried about it. This would be something that I should look into.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Great question.
Yeah, so I love that because a lot of people come to us because we have the time. Our volunteer coaches are there weekly, and they will meet with you and say, okay, well, is this normal aging versus not normal aging? You know, when should I be concerned about my memory? Or my father was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, so what can I do or when should I be concerned? And we're a resource hub, so we work with the community, a lot of local nonprofits as well, so we can reach out to them or refer them to these resources in the community.
Wow. This is really interesting to me. I got to be honest with you. I never heard about you, and I kind of pride myself in kind of knowing a little bit what's going on. This brain center. So again, we're talking with Kelsey O'Donnell, Mothy, as well as Lorena Tipping, and they run the Brain Center of Green Bay, which is a it's committed to making brains better and for anyone and everyone, but everything from aging or maybe you got some internal concerns. I lost this. I forgot this. I'm not sure about this. And or people that have injuries and they're referred to you, and you have a team of people that have some expertise in this area.
Mm-hmm. Right? Absolutely. Yep.
Some of the retired doctors and things in our, which we're very strong in healthcare. Tell me about the whole We Care, the CARE. Talk to us a little bit about the.
Yeah. So the care approach is how we got started. So we collaborate with a lot of the different agencies in the community. We don't want to duplicate services. So again, being a resource hub, we want individuals to go to the places to assist them and help them. So we advocate. So that's really when someone has been maybe given a diagnosis. They were just diagnosed with Parkinson's. Now what do I do? My doctor gave me the diagnosis and says come back in 6 months. So they will come to us. That's the advocacy piece.
What a great facility. So tell us, how do we get in touch with you? I mean, you say there's some referrals from doctors, but like someone like listening
like
to
me.
Our show.
Like you, right?
Yeah. So all you can do is go to www.braincentergb.org and you'll be able to get in touch with us there, or you could call us at 920-393-4080 and that'll get us right to myself or Lorena, and we can set you guys up with an appointment.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
And on your website, is there more information?
Yes.
Before? Because maybe people will be a little bit intimidated with that phone call. So give me that again. I mean, it's Brain Center.
Center GB.
GB, okay.
.org.
Yeah.
And two, if you're a little unsure, upcoming in March, we have our second annual brain awareness event. So if you're just a little unsure about, like, I'm not sure if the Brain Center services are right for me, come and check us out at the Botanical Gardens on March 13th from 3 to 7 and just kind of see kind of what we're all about.
All right. That is a great idea. We're going to promote that a little bit more as we get closer. Yeah. I mean, it's January now, but March 13th, 3 to 7.
Yes.
At the Botanical Gardens, which is great, easy parking, mm-hmm. and plus you can see what they have going on there, and that's always such a beautiful place. And that's where people can go and just maybe listen in and booths and get some info.
We'll have
that is great
enrichment.
You're doing that.
Mm-hmm.
People will like that. And
and it's free.
That is like even better. I was just gonna ask you that.
He's actually, for being the former mayor, he's a little cheap. I'll be honest with you about that.
free is good. Free is good. So what a great awareness thing. Or else we can go to the website or give you a call at again 920-393-4080. People who have concerns, do you get calls from the client or maybe a friend of?
Or their care partner. So their loved one. So their spouse or their children, they'll call. So really anyone.
Let me ask, because it's so progressive, right? If you're diagnosed with dementia, it progresses. Is there a point in time where there's nothing that can be done? Or is that window pretty much open even for people who've had it a long time?
Yeah, you can definitely prolong the disease, slow it really. And every individual is so different, whatever part of your brain is being impacted.
Yeah.
So that's such a hard question that people want this timeline for, but it just, there really isn't one.
So my father had dementia, and it's so funny. He did well for a long time, and then he had a health episode, and everything, you know, went very quickly after that. So it's funny how your physical health can really mess with your mental health.
Absolutely.
And you guys advocate crossword puzzles into that? Is that a good thing?
Yeah.
Word searches?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. Cognitive stimulation.
Right.
You need that.
And cognitive stimulation is more than that. It's dancing, trying new things. Maybe you want to start learning to
learn a new language.
Yeah, learn a new language.
There you go.
Or the power of pets, even just pet therapy. Is that cognitive stimulation?
I'm all about that.
Socialization, too.
That is great stuff. This is great you guys are doing this. I mean, this is, right? You just don't think about this.
Yeah,
we all need it. Yeah. You are a hidden gem, the brain center of Green Bay. Just thanks for coming in here. You know, we're definitely going to promote the event at the Botanical Gardens coming up on March 13th. But in the meantime, we can give you a call at 393-4080 or we can go to browncountygb.org.
Sounds good.
You guys are awesome.
Right.
Thank you for coming in today. All right.
And I know.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
This is John Mino.
And I'm Jim Schmidt. And together, we're Mino and the Mayor on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM, weekday mornings from 6 to 8.
As our audience grows, we're looking to find an experienced outside marketing professional to join our civic media team to work with local business owners who want to grow.
Not only does WGBW reach qualified radio listeners, we help business owners reach customers on their mobile phones, tablets, even on screens at the gas pump.
The person who joins our team needs to be as motivated as we are to bring great local radio to Green Bay and Northeast Wisconsin. Someone with a creative streak and no fear of introducing themselves and us to the Green Bay business community.
If you're listening to us now, imagine how many others are and how we can help business owners reach the customers they want to do business with.
To apply, email me directly. My name is Chris Morrow, Vice President of Sales. My email address is chris.moreau@civicmedia.us. chris.moreau@civicmedia.us.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Man, that was interesting. Wasn't that? The brain center of Green Bay?
Yeah.
I mean, what they're doing is, because a lot of us are concerned about a special friend or maybe a parent or even ourselves. And to have a resource here in our little community that is, you know, they've got the education, they've done some research, it's collaborative so they can send you to other places and really to focus on your brain.
To know, is there a difference between, you know, I can't remember simple things to something more serious, because we all lose thoughts.
But that was cool what she said at the end of, we got to get those ladies back at the end of the interview. How, you know, we're talking about, I was kind of saying, crossword puzzles, word search, you know, these quizzes that you like to do. Like I like doing that New York Times quiz. Because they track it every week how you're doing, and I don't know if it's my brain or if it's just I didn't read the news, but sometimes I get down to like a seven. It's like, uh-oh. What she was saying, it's more than that. Did you hear her, Wayne? She talked about activities, dancing, trying new things, gardening.
Yep.
She didn't mention beekeeping.
Well, you know, when you retire, I think it's easy just to fall into a rut and just watch TV and not do anything. You have to be active, and it doesn't have to be strenuous.
No.
I mean, just like beekeeping, you know, or anything, just something to keep your mind working.
Pick up a hobby. I mean, yeah, that was very interesting. I like that. So Johnny had to leave. He's going to see the doctor. That has been lingering. Now, if he would have just called you, Wayne, 22 days ago, or however long he's been sick, and you would have given him that honey and garlic? Is that what you gave him?
Yeah, I would have been the doctor back in the 1800s, you know.
That's right.
You know, hey, go and get some garlic and honey from Wayne. He'll give you a shot. You know, no insurance needed.
Not a shot like intervening.
Yeah. Oh, a shot of
like,
honey. Yeah.
Like a shot
exactly.
of, like in the shot glass like John drinks out of.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Well, I hope he gets better. He's a little concerned about a few things, and we'll make sure he's back.
Yeah, we need to get him back.
So tell me a little bit about your event that's coming up again, Wayne. We've got Wayne from
A-Frame Acres.
Yes, I know that.
So I'm part of the Brown County Beekeepers Association. And which for our group, it's an excellent group of people, and our mission is to educate the community. So of course, new members, you know, when they come in, they want to learn about beekeeping, and we teach them that. We bring in speakers, but also it's about giving back to the community. Mm-hmm. So myself, I love talking to the 4-H members and stuff like that. But we're putting in a class. It's all volunteers at the Energy Center at NWTC. And it's everything to get started in beekeeping, from the very basics to overwintering. And we have sponsors, so that we show them where to buy their products, different types of bees. We have people that take the class that aren't even going to become beekeepers. They just want to learn about it.
Interesting. So, and you say that this is kind of picking up a little momentum. There's more people in class this year than there was 10 years ago.
Yeah. I mean, every year it gets more and more. We're creating awareness. And like I said, most people, you know, they'll do it for a couple years and they might think, oh, this isn't for me, which understandably, because, you know, it's not fun getting stung for most people. But I think they just crave that education. They want to learn about right. bees. And
I think those whole elder hostels, you know, people my age, when we travel, we like to continue to learn. And
yeah,
that would be, I would be interested. I have zero interest in getting into bees because I don't want to get stung, right. But to learn more about it, of course, you've taught me quite a bit about it in the times you've been on the show here. Getting into that business, and look, it's the passion, it's not the money, but it's not, the cost of entry is not significant. I mean, $1,000. I mean, that.
Yeah, and you can buy used equipment, you know, so you don't have to spend a whole lot to right. get into it.
How do you get out of that business? Do you let them go to bees? Or how do you, like, let's say some guy's been in it for 2 years.
Well, generally what happens is, like I said before, is the pest now that's causing all the problems is varroa mites. And if you don't treat them, you know, with the bees, they're going to die. So most likely a beginning beekeeper, your bees aren't going to survive the winter. So then, therefore, the next year you're starting over from scratch. And a lot of times, they, you know, if you're not putting in the effort to learn how to get them through, then it's just, you know, it's not sustainable.
All right. So, Wayne, you are a man of many talents. And as we just talked about these ladies, we were talking from the Brain Center of Green Bay, to have an outside activity. And like you said, instead of just watching TV, to have enough. Do you beekeepers do other stuff? Because don't you farm too a little bit? Or
yeah, generally speaking, like with our group, we're all very very similar. Like for me, my wife and I, we do more of like a homesteady type thing where we have chickens, we have bees, we do gardens and stuff like that. Oh. So her and I have always been into health and fitness. I still do personal training. I make a living selling fitness equipment. So this is just a great, you know, I'm not competitive. I used to do competitive bodybuilding. But this is just a way for me to kind of keep learning, you know, about things. That's very interesting, but it also is very calming because it gives me something to do. You have a similar personality with me. I can't stay still. If I'm sitting, I start thinking. So it gives me something creative to do that's wholesome, that's healthy, because that's why
I'm gonna have to get some. I got up at 1:51 this morning. That's too early. But my mind starts racing, and I just and the doctor's like, just, you know, don't pick up your phone, which of course I don't listen to him. Don't turn on TV. Don't listen to him. But that's great to have a calming thing. So you say that beekeepers, I think that's interesting. I want to just pick up on that. You have similar likes.
For sure. Yeah. So
that's cool.
Yeah. And it is interesting because in our group, there's all kinds of personalities. There's all kinds of people come. We have you know, retired food scientists, we have farmers, we have from all areas of walks of life. And what's cool is for me, I get to learn from them. So I love technology and how you can incorporate it. So mm-hmm. even though I do homestead type farming, I incorporate technology, and so we all have different skills, and that's what I think beekeeping industry is really ready for, is to bring technology into it, into the
that's keeping you learning.
Yeah, exactly.
And you talked about that. That's what she kind of said with this whole branchers thing. This was just so interesting.
It's my way of keeping me connected to technology, because especially my generation, our generation, if you don't keep up, then you know it's going to
fall behind pretty quick. So
very quick.
Like just the guy that just left. So the beekeepers, you have something at NWT this weekend. If it's sold out, people can't make it. What's online? How can we learn more about? Give me your association again.
It's a Brown County Beekeepers. .com. You can go to our website. So we have a great website with all kinds of information just for the general public.
Cool.
And if, like, for instance, in the spring, if you spot a swarm, you can call a beekeeper down.
All right. We're going to do that. Wayne, thanks for coming in. You are an awesome guest. We want to get you back here. Mind on the Mayor, we're going to be right back. Johnny's seeing the doctor today. He's going to be all healthy tomorrow. Thanks for joining us. We will talk to you tomorrow morning. Mind on the Mayor, WGBW.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Into the Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7.
On the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM, WGBW.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.